From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Forget about blockbuster movies and their opening weekends. The video game Grand Theft Auto 4 is expected to bring in way more money when it debuts later this month. $400 million in just its first week. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. And Amy, I know that the Grand Theft Auto series has to be the most popular video game series out there. Why is it such a hit?
Well, full disclosure, I've never actually played this game. I did see my brother play it once. But basically, in this game, you play a character who's trying to become a crime lord in some city. The new version is modeled after New York City. And to achieve this goal, your character goes around hijacking cars, dodging the cops, killing people, and generally causing all sorts of mayhem. As for why it's so popular, I put that question to Michael Goodman, who tracks the gaming business for the Yankee Group. Here's what he had to say.
I think you almost need a psychologist to answer that question, because in many ways it is a very antisocial game. You know, it allows you to do things in a game that if you actually tried to do in the real world, you'd be standing in front of a judge being sentenced to 15 to 20.
That explains why the game is so controversial, which may also add to its appeal for some people.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of illicit appeal. So right. $400 million its opening week. How many copies is it expected to sell?
Well, the game comes out April 29th, but fans have been placing orders in advance for months. And based on those pre-sales and orders from retailers, Daily Variety reported this week that the game could sell close to 6 million copies in its first week, which adds up to that $400 million figure and would be a new record.
So a new record, yeah. What's the current record holder?
That would be a game called Halo 3, which Microsoft makes. It brought in $300 million in its first week, but it's only available for the Xbox 360 system. GTA 4 has versions for both Xbox and PlayStation, so it could have a much wider reach.
And there's another business story to this story that we should talk about, because this company, the company that makes Grand Theft Auto, it's involved in a takeover battle, a nasty takeover battle, right?
It is, yes. A company called Take-Two Interactive publishes and distributes Grand Theft Auto, and it's been fending off a $2 billion hostile takeover offer from one of the largest video game publishers, Electronic Arts. Take-Two actually holds its annual shareholder meeting this evening, and it's expected to be pretty contentious. Some shareholders apparently want this deal to go forward. Electronic Arts is a much bigger company with more resources, and the Take-Two board's going to have to justify why they've turned down the offer. And they'll no doubt be using the success of Grand Theft Auto 4 as one justification for that.
No doubt. Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.